This is the Midwest Today Radio Edition. I'm Dan Hurst, and this is the show based on the contents of Midwest Today Magazine. This week, we go leaf peeping. Yeah, leaf peeping. And we sample some delectable food. Midwest Today's travel editor, Mike Austin, is planning a trip to see the colored leaves and takes us along for the ride.
The Great River Road follows the Mississippi River from its humble headwaters in the North Woods of Minnesota through 10 states to the Gulf of Mexico. Some of the most scenic areas for fall leaf peeping are in northeast Iowa. Highway 52 brings you to the lovely river town of Guttenberg. It was settled by German immigrants in the 1840s and named after the inventor of movable type, Johann Gutenberg. You can admire the downtown's well-preserved pre-Civil War limestone buildings. The mile-long Ingleside Park lining the river makes a perfect place to picnic with sandwiches made at the Picket Fence Cafe from locally raised pork and beef. The 500-foot bluff at Pikes Peak State Park is the highest on the Mississippi, and it's named for Zebulon Pike. Take in the dazzling, expansive river view from the wide limestone observation deck and see three states. To the north, suspension bridges connect Iowa and Wisconsin. To the south, the Wisconsin River empties out at the place where in 1673, explorers Jacques Marquette and Louis Joliet first saw the Mississippi. The nearby Yellow River Forest is a perfect spot for viewing the oak and hickory, which are ablaze at this time of year. There are over 100 species of birds here, too, including the bald eagle, red-shouldered hawk, falcon, wood thrush, yellow-billed cuckoos, and more. You can camp at Little Paint Creek, go backpacking, or mountain biking. Now, with the steamboats long gone, McGregor, Iowa now caters to the recreational boaters and tourists trading on its pretty fall foliage and well-maintained 19th-century Main Street. Boaters hang out by the marina, and the locals eat bratwurst and drink beer on a restaurant deck with a water view. Among the shops, some with front balconies overlooking the Mississippi, is the River Junction Trade Company, which makes reproductions of 19th century Western gear and garb and has sold to Hollywood production companies, Wild West theme parks, and even the Metropolitan Opera. A few miles north on Route 76, the 2,526-acre Effigy Mounds National Monument is dotted with mysterious prehistoric burial and ceremonial mounds. Some are as old as 2,500 years. While other early Indians built mounds in animal shapes, only those in the upper Midwest built them in great numbers, most often in the image of the bears and birds along the Mississippi River. Now, why these people, ancestors mainly of the Ho-Chunks and Iowas, built effigy mounds, and who was meant to see them, since the best views are from the sky, well, that remains unclear. Enjoy yourself. I'm Mike Austin for the Midwest Today Radio Edition, wishing you happy traveling.
Thanks, Mike. Now we have another Mike. Mike James, our traveling gourmand.
Planning a trip to the Twin Cities? There's an eatery you've got to try. It's called Dakota's Jazz Club and Restaurant, and it has one of the most creative menus I've ever seen. For starters, try the sweet corn and poblano chili soup with crab, jicama, and coriander. An assortment of smoked fish featuring chilled salmon, trout, and whitefish pate style. Or how about golden baby beet salad with queso fresco, blueberries, and walnut granola? Entrees, which average $22, include the macadamia nut-crusted Alaskan halibut with spicy coconut broth, curry oil, and mint. There's Caribbean-spiced prime rib of pork with black bean rice cake, habanero banana salsa, and Diablo sauce. Or enjoy the chef cut of the day, served with mushrooms, blue cheese, and potato gratin. Dakota's desserts are flamboyant, but a bargain at around $7. My favorite, black bottom banana cream pie with Madagascar vanilla ice cream and salty caramel. Another winner is the chocolate creme brulee, Barahona white and dark chocolate with fleur de sel shortbread. That's the Dakota Jazz Club and Restaurant on Nicolette in Minneapolis. You can see more at www.midtod.com. I'm the traveling gourmand, Mike James, for the Midwest Today Radio Edition.
Wow, thanks, Mike. Sounds delicious. That address again for our website is www.midtod.com. That's www.midtod.com. I'm Dan Hurst for the Midwest Today Radio Edition.